live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created a sacred economist. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's lots of diamond
rings. Good afternoon, everybody. This is James Martinez with Cash Flow. Today is a very special day. We're having our guest, Bob Neverett, media expert, and I understand John's going to be calling in as well, John Stattmiller. So today is are you there, John?
Already here. Can you hear me?
They're already there. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. So I'm dying to hear your opinion about.
Don't use that term too loosely.
Okay. Well, you got to get me in the context of what I was saying. I'm dying to hear your opinion thus far after watching Super Tuesday and the whole thing and all that stuff before we bring Bob on.
Okay.
Tell me, what'd you think?
I had a better time watching the Super Bowl.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, I know Bob's on the line. Bob, are you there as well?
Yes, I'm here, James. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. John is here. I am here. I'm dying to get a discussion going here today about the biggest event going on this Super Tuesday. Also, I want to give a shout out to everybody out there in the southern states that have just gone through that massive catastrophe with the tornadoes and such in Tennessee. I know we have listeners in the south there. So my heart goes out to your families and friends over there because I know it's a big tragedy. There's a lot of people dead. So and a lot of families homeless, so I want to give a shout-out to everybody and let you know that our thoughts and prayers are with you guys. So, Bob, tell us. I'm dying to hear what you have to say about the latest events, media events in the political arena.
I got a lot to say. John, did you happen to hear the show last week while you were sitting on the can?
No, I was too busy trying to recuperate.
Oh, okay, you got off the can. That's good news. So the point is that I was discussing the secret intelligence concept of tactility, which is the key point that we use on the level I work on, and it's not something that, of course, anybody really understands. And I'm going to build on that. I'm going to show the interrelationships between since I always emphasize the technological communication media factors, that we have Hillary and Obama representing the old dynamic of TV. We have the probe by Bloomberg coming in. He'll represent the corporatist computer efficient management. And then we have the Internet represented by Ron Paul, the potentially independent character. He already has been an independent person. And he represents the user-generated movement that's coming out of this new technology, where the people are feeling very democratic and want to move out all the old media effects of the computer represented by Bloomberg and the TV by Hillary and Obama. So I imagine we're going to take a break, so I will develop that.
Good. And John, you, okay. Well, do we have any latest information from the Ron Paul front at all that you know about?
Lick your finger, stick it in the wind. And you would know about as much as I do. He has got to make a move here, irrespective of matching federal funds, whatever the case may be. It's going to be a cold day in hell when the GOP nominates this guy. That's what the Electoral College is all about. It's who can pull the strings, who's better connected, who's got the money, and who's got the inside track to the White House.
Gotcha.
He's got to go independent, and I think he can knock the socks out of Mr. Bloomberg, because we just saw somebody else from New York, Mr. Giuliani, crash and burn.
Alrighty. John, we're going to run to a break. We'll be back right after this. John, hang on there. Everybody hang on. We'll be right back after this.
All right.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back. James Martinez, John Statmiller. John, sorry to cut you off there. You were saying, and then we'll get right to Bob. Go ahead.
I was just saying that there has got to be a major shakeup in the approach that Ron Paul is taking because, again, it's readily apparent that his message, even though he knows his subject matter rather well, the people that listen to this network, this radio show, they know the subject matter well. It is not making it in translation to the GDP, and that's not the gross domestic product. That's the generally dumb public out there. He might as well be speaking Chinese to these people because they're not getting it. I'm watching the dichotomy go on here. I'm watching women, middle-aged and the blue hair set that should know better, that they want to vote for Hillary because she's a woman. I'm watching the blacks looking at Obama because, well, he's black. Well, he's half black. But I see them looking, and they're going to vote for him because he's black. Now, that speaks volumes in this country about how we select our candidates, how they look, or the color of their skin, or their gender, not by the content of who they are and what they represent, but it's what they appeal to. And mm-hmm. It's... Oh, is a fallen, rotted out log.
Okie dokie. All right, Bob, are you there?
Yes, that's a good lead into what I'm about to say. I forgot to mention McCain before the break, and I would say McCain's image, since he represents the Pentagon, he represents future media, future technologies, because that's where it always comes from, whatever they're developing in their black box projects in the Pentagon. So here's how I lay it out, building on what John said. The TV, the old TV image battle, is acted out by Obama and Hillary. Obama representing the racial issue in American politics. Hillary obviously representing the gender issue in American politics. Now, Bloomberg represents the corporatist, which was the cover-up name for efficient fascist management in Mussolini's day. We all remember that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Bloomberg is the efficient manager. He's improved New York City, supposedly, even better than Giuliani. So he represents the corporatist, and that is the efficient game theory, systems theory model that computer management runs. So he represents that computerized social engineering that came in with the 60s and 70s. Now, the Internet, which allows everybody to be in a very democratic situation where everybody gets a chance to be a broadcaster, and the democratic effect of the Internet is obviously represented by the independent Ron Paul. Now, but Ron Paul, in terms of the categories of racial, gender, corporatist, he represents politics. And politics is money and power, at least up to this point of the digital economy. So his content is educating people on the political ground, the political hidden factors around money in the Federal Reserve. And then McCain represents the military. And so the military issues of protection and terrorism and all those things. So you got a mixture here of the racial, gender, corporatist, political, and military. And they're overlaid. That's on the human content level, the way people interact and what they need and what their wishes are. But the media overlay is a battle between the TV. That's why Obama and Hillary don't seem to be addressing the real issues from the Ron Paul political level, all right? They're just dealing with their TV image. But that's an old image. It doesn't fully communicate unless it's total illusory rah-rah-rah, which Obama is better at doing than Hillary.
Mm-hmm,
now,
mm-hmm.
Bloomberg is sitting there in the wings waiting to see if there's room for him, and that's the computerized situation, which is always sitting on the sidelines. Our world is largely run by computer management anyway. Now, the Internet is a new factor, and you have Ron Paul representing that, and then McCain represents the future. Future, if there is cold fusion technology in these breakthroughs, they're being held back by the Pentagon, because the Pentagon believes that people could make their own bombs with this stuff. That is one of their rationalizations that Pons and Fleischmann say is the reason why their invention of cold fusion was suppressed. So you have the military monitoring new technologies, which really upset everything. So the interplay of these five factors is the matrix. And so we should use these levels to discuss what's going on. And Ron Paul, he's talking about political monetary control, and that's an obsolete medium in reference to what's happening, and even the Federal Reserve has to bring in notional banking. They're not even going to have any gold and credit or anything there. They're just going to work on press conferences because the information environment is our currency. So Ron Paul has to, if he starts, gets in as an independent, he has to talk about these five factors and bring it back to the democratic principle that the actual Internet and what he represents, the YouTube user-generated media, is the most democratic medium we ever had. Therefore, all the old factors, the racial, gender, and especially politics, need to be democratized. And that means that people recover and topple the Federal Reserve. So he has to put the Federal Reserve issue, his political issue, in this media matrix context. That's what I would recommend.
No, do you think people are going to understand that, though?
No, they're not.
They're not going to understand.
John.
No. They're not going to understand.
No, Bob, I'm serious about this, because what you're talking about is the dynamics. And,
yes.
And I've been doing radio for a number of years, and I understand the level of communications. I personally like radio because it's television without pictures, in other words, without the distractions. But we're talking at a level that most people still do not understand what we are saying. I don't fully have my mind wrapped around it. So we're talking about dynamics that are affecting people out there, and you're spot on. But the problem is to communicate this to people. If they're not understanding, and here's my point, if they're not understanding when Ron Paul gets up there and talks about the IRS or the Federal Reserve or whatever his subject matter is, if he cannot make the people out there that think that they're politically smart, that think that they know, like the people that call up C-SPAN every morning on their open phones And these people are political junkies. They couldn't go a day without their political fix. When we're talking about the dynamics we're discussing here today, this is going to go over their head at light speed, or at least at Mach 3 with their hair on fire, and they're going to miss it.
Okay, John, I'm not saying we talk about, this is what we would explain to his advisors, that this, he can make it simple. He can just talk about the democracy of the new global situation, and what is the role of the United States in relation to that. Because people are not taking any literary kind of talk that he gives about the Federal Reserve. He's not able to communicate that, so he has to change his image. But he shouldn't adopt an image like Obama and Hillary do in the TV mode. He should represent the people. And you can talk simply.
No, I understand that, and you're exactly right. What he has not been doing, and I think the reason why he's been holding off, you know, aside from the drawbacks here that he doesn't get too many questions, he doesn't get enough airtime, he's really not comfortable in the format that he's in. But I'm in agreement with you that there's more information needs to go out, broken down to simpler terms, but something, I mean, I don't sell the American people short. They're not stupid. They're just preoccupied. They've been programmed. And we're facing a lot of different dynamics here as far as Ron Paul goes and the political arena. You know, that's one set of circumstances. But, you know, as I look at this, Bob and James, I am getting rather worried, because if we've got a guy like Ron Paul that, okay, he's libertarian at heart, but he's running on a Republican ticket, the guy's record speaks for himself. I mean, politically, if you wanted to pick somebody apart, it would be hard to do when you're holding the Constitution up in one hand and Ron Paul in the other and making the comparison. This is the guy that should be in office. But again, we go back to the dynamics we discussed earlier, that this is a media-generated event. You know, this has nothing to do with reality. This has nothing to do with picking somebody for the CEO of the biggest corporation in the world and who can do the best job for the American people, not for the aforementioned corporations or other interests.
That's why he shouldn't hold up the Constitution. He should hold up his iPhone and say the effect and the actual Democratic milieu that creates. Show them the present. People will look at that. Show them the media they're distracted by. The TV election is just a side muzak kind of thing. They're involved in their computer lives, in all the manifestations of technology. That's where they live, and they're looking on Craigslist of where they can get a job. They're listening to shows like us on the Internet to find out what to do about their bankruptcy. There's all these things that are computerized and web issued. He should address them and the actual democratic fact of that new media, not hold up the Constitution. He's already done that. Matter of fact, he could say that his independent move, if he goes that officially, is based on a whole new agenda. And he could explain to him why what he was telling him about the constitutional issues didn't work.
That's an interesting angle. That's a very interesting angle. Well, I brought up to John, and I didn't talk to you about to you, Bob, about this, but when I mentioned to John the other day when he was on there at the Ronald Reagan Library, and he got his chance live with all the cameras there, with his opponents there, and he mentioned the Federal Reserve and the banking thing, went straight to the money. He wasn't acknowledged. Nobody did any follow-up to that. It was just like blank space. Nothing happened.
It was like that Tom Dobbs movie. Did you see that movie? Came out in October 2006 with Robin Williams, where he was a talk show host, and
yes,
he started running, but he couldn't appeal to anybody. He really didn't get the populist effect going. But then he started acting really nutty and making media games, and then he became very popular. That's what Ron has to do.
Bob, I've spoken. I spent many hours talking to his chief of staff out of his Washington, D.C. office, and I wished I could relate to the listeners and to you guys the frustration that this guy showed me, because we have a 72-year-old man that he's a medical doctor. Most people in this country could not become medical doctors. They could not go through the residency. They could not put in the hours. They wouldn't have the dedication to become just a doctor. Well, he's been that. He's been a congressman for 20 years. Ron Paul is a lot of things. He's a very well-rounded individual, very, very mature, aside from his age, in his viewpoint, in his outlooks.
Okay, John, the music's playing. We're going to come back for a break. We'll be back, John. We're going to hit this commercial. We'll be back right after this. Bob Dobbs, John Stadtmiller, James Martinez, Cashflow, right after this.
Don't worry about that.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. Cash flow. John, you were saying, please continue.
Yeah, I was just trying to relate here that I talked to his chief cook and bottle washer, basically, in Washington, D.C., and we were discussing the problems. Now, keep in mind that we had a better than an eight-hour conversation. There was myself and several other people that have worked on his campaigns. One of them was down here in Texas. It's run every one of his congressional campaigns. And we all came to the same consensus. And his chief of staff, for the first hour of this meeting, without interruption, ranted for an hour. And I'd ask him at the end of this, I said, okay, I said, I can understand you're passionate. You know, when you're cut, you bleed Ron Paul. I said, we understand the problem. Let's start talking about some of the solutions. But we all agree on the subject matter that we're talking about here is one of relating the ideas and the communication skill and level. It is just not there. Now, there's a lot of conjecture, but I will say this, that there is a problem there. Houston, we have a problem.
And yeah.
I do not know that it can be remedied or fixed unless he does a couple of simple things. First of all, he's not going to get nominated by the Republicans. That's a given. That's
right.
Not going to happen. If he runs independent, then he's going to run up against that brick wall that we talked about earlier, Mr. Bloomberg, in which case Mr. Bloomberg is a much more effective speaker than Ron Paul is. But having the knowledge and the honesty, this is what Ron Paul has going for him, he's the guy. But given that, if he goes up against Michael Bloomberg, he has got to be razor sharp in order to beat this guy independently. Then we have another issue. We have seen how the media has treated Ron Paul, and there's got to be a secret memo that's been circulated. Anybody that talks about this guy too much is terminated from their employment. Something's going on there because it's a total blackout, basically, of this guy. They pretend that he isn't there. So he's facing a lot of problems here, and all things being equal and a good Texas tailwind, I would give him a 50-50 chance of getting the White House. And that's
Bob, exactly your thoughts?
Well, I think, as usual, the whole thing is a religious ritual almost, this election process. It's a thing that people feel every 4 years they can participate and express the privilege of voting and the whole literate form of democracy that America's built on. But the media always has to have a new factor to fascinate people, because usually people are finding it hard to concentrate on such an old museum piece as the White House. So wouldn't it be interesting if you have two independent candidates running in this election? That would be a new factor, a divided third party, so to speak. Now, if Ron is never going to actually get anywhere, then he can make a lot more noise and be more radical in his presentation of himself, and that could get a groundswell. Because we're sitting here for the next 8 months or so of a void where the election sort of has been decided. People aren't going to put up with that. They're going to want to vent their need to be participating, so Ron should come in as a new kind of independent if Bloomberg just replays the Perot thing, so to speak.
That's good.
Is room for them to enter. If he can raise the money, and he seems to be able to, why not stay in the game? Because in the end, it's all just education anyways. That's what elections are about. Hillary's trying to educate people on gender issues, Obama on racial issues, Bloomberg on corporatist management, McCain on military protection. We can come in with the real politics, which is talking about how the media and the new technologies create the political dynamic more than anything else. So Ron can make it a pretty interesting thing. If he cannot do that, then he's not qualified to be president. Because if he became president, he'd have to work with the media.
Well,
he'd have to figure out how to make his message. He can't just do a fascist kind of takeover and disrupt the IRS and the Federal Reserve. He'd have to know how to communicate it. And he can communicate it, it seems, so far.
I'll give you an indicator. What you just spoke is 100% true. Phyllis Schlafly, she's been around for, she's the grand dam here of conservative politics.
I know her well.
And she has, not publicly, but very quietly and behind the scenes, expressed her frustration on the issue of Ron Paul and his campaign and how it's being run. And she said exactly that, look, I can't come out and throw my endorsement behind Ron Paul, which it would bring on just a maelstrom of support for Ron Paul. She feels that she can't do it because her idea is that if he can't pick a better campaign manager or PR people than what he's got right now, what kind of president is he going to make, and what kind of cabinet is he going to choose becoming president?
That's very interesting. Wow.
Has come out for him. So here's the glaring, and this has been expressed. This is not, there is absolutely no doubt whatsoever in my mind. I have expressed these issues myself to the man. His chief of staff has done the same thing. The person that run his campaigns down here for 20 years in Texas, they have all told him the same thing. Now, something's got to give, because what is happening here, and Bob, you know this better than probably anybody, that when people lose at least the glimmer of hope, they're dead. Stick a fork in them, they're already done. This is what Ron Paul has ignited across this country. But it's one thing to step up to the podium, and it's entirely another thing to deliver. And there's people out there, I don't know if you guys remember the movie JFK, when Kevin Costner was the lawyer presenting his case to the jury, and in summation,
he
looked right into the camera and said to the listening audience or the watchers of that movie, hey, this is up to you. This is up to you.
All right, John, we're breaking for a commercial. We'll be back right after this. Cash Flow, James Martinez, John Stadtmiller, Bob Neverett. We'll be back right after this. Stand by, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, this is James Martinez, Cashflow, John Statmiller, Bob Neverett. I just got this in. Your producer sent this to me, and I wanted to bring this up to both of you because a listener called in and said that in one district in Long Island, New York, Ron Paul was on the ballot but was said that he could not vote for him. They locked him off of the voting machines. And then I checked the email, and I have a pretty extensive explanation of that. But once again, like I mentioned, John, and we talked about this, and Bob, here you go, seems to be that there's voter fraud already.
Well, yeah, and it's going to continue because here's the thing about Ron Paul. If you take a look at how many enemies he's got waiting in the wings, he's got the military-industrial complex. He's got the corporations. He's got the banks, which is a private corporation. He's got the welfare.
Hollywood. He's got Hollywood.
Yeah, there you go. He's got the welfare entitlement recipient crowd out there that are scared to death of this guy. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of people that are very, very much interested in keeping this guy out of the White House. They would like to drive a stake in the guy's heart and remove him from politics altogether.
To back on this story, Bob and John, a friend of mine went to the polls yesterday. I went afterwards, and they gave him a little bit of stress having to do with – he put in his issues with Ron Paul and vote, and they kind of coerced him not to do that. They said, well, shouldn't you vote for this and that, and they did it right at the polls there. And he called me up, and he was just furious. in Beverly Hills, California. That's what just happened.
Well, the people have to, if the people are listening to our show here and follow this network, they have to get serious. They haven't been serious in regards to the second phase that Ron has to do. They've been serious about getting him and maintaining his issues and keeping him in the running with support. But we all have to get better educated on what we're up against, and we should actually make the ongoing suit, the RICO suit that Ron Paul supposedly is doing, he should begin to prosecute and anticipate the voter fraud that's coming in. There already was voter fraud on the New Hampshire recount a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Well, this is what I don't, Bob, this is what I don't understand, or how he would do that. I mean, he's on national TV with his opponents. The cameras are live. He's built up to that point. He has the ability to say something live and with everybody watching, and he doesn't transmit right. People don't even, they don't even acknowledge him. That's like hitting a brick wall. Like John says, it's like he's talking Chinese.
That's right.
Now, if you're saying if he's going to take on a new strategy and try it a different way.
Excuse me a second. Bob, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just throw this in here before you respond. I spoke to a friend of his yesterday that's known him for a quarter of a century. And we were talking about this very subject. And I said, I don't know what to do with this. I mean, am I expected in support of the only guy that I know that should be in the White House? Do I have to be talking about this for the next 6-7 months? And he told me, he said, I wished. He said, I've seen him in Congress. I've seen how the guy can fire up. He can light up a room by doing the Ron Paul thing when he gets on that edge and he's passionate. But he says, that is not coming across. Just as you said, James, that is not coming across when there's millions of people. He's got the opportunity. There's millions of people sitting there looking at him. And this does not come across. He's not reaching down into that well. He is not going there.
John, the very concepts of discussing the Constitution at the kind of linear, literate, left hemisphere kind of thinking that Ron is good at, that style of thinking does not communicate. So his actual chief characteristic will not communicate, because conceptually, when you think and talk that way, it's too linear. It's too drawn out. It's too sequential. You need to say little sound bites, little 10-second phrases. Now, he may not be capable of doing that. He grew up a long time ago. And so we're seeing a generational and sensory, technological molded sensibility there that is not able to communicate to the present. And that's partly why when I really get going, John, you feel obsolete, because the concepts that you and Republic represent, Republic Broadcast, and what Ron represents, do not have any reality today. We can recover responsibility if we understand what the dynamics are, this tactile interplay of these five factors I laid out, and that's where the real education should be emphasized. And he would get attention because you can educate that in blips, not in linear references to constitutional foundations.
Bob, let me ask you this question then. What you just said, how are we ever going to communicate that particular message to the generally dumb public out there and make them understand that one?
You use savvy commercials like the other candidates do, but you have different content. You show.
I was speaking. No, you mentioned me in this network. I'm speaking specifically about myself in this network now. How are we supposed to make these people that have been preoccupied, that have jumped into the cyber world, when they're not doing that? They're narcissistic, they're trying to pursue their own wealth, and we know the reasons why they can't get ahead.
Yeah.
The list is almost endless. But how do we communicate that and grab people's attention long enough to inject some of this truth into their minds to break that paradigm?
Well, first of all, Republic Broadcasting and the concepts you put out and the foundations you represent is a niche market. It represents what people discover and what they think this history is built on, this country. That's based on an old medium. We need to exercise, use Republic for new kind of information, and that's what I'm offering here on James' show. I'm not saying I have to be on every show, but at least James' show, who's ever listening, brings in these new ideas and new presentations. I mean, this is an educational campaign we're engaged on in this show. So I'm not saying that you throw off all of your concepts that you use, but you do need to get up to date just like Ron does with this new idea. What I'm saying, most of you, 90% of your audience, will not understand. They don't think about it. They don't
know
about it.
You know, it's amazing because, Bob, I can communicate with just about everybody. And I don't care if it's the taxi cab driver, the guy that picks up your garbage, or it's the CEO of a mid-sized corporation. I don't care what their strata is or what their income is or what their mindset is. I have the ability to communicate ideas by listening to their concerns and then adding a little base of knowledge. When I recognize what they're interested in, I can plug that into their mind, and I can keep their attention long enough to at least implant some new thought patterns in there. I have the ability to do that. But when you're working with a medium such as this, it's one thing to be discussing this on one program to a group of people that were making them understand how this whole dynamic works. That is one thing. But to translate that, I mean, we could have 1,000 stations out there right now listening to this network, and millions and millions and millions of people listening to it. We could make a dent. For those that have ears, will listen. For those who have a heart, for God's sakes, and they have a great passion and a love for this country, the words and the phraseology and the information will ring true with them. But just getting to that point where we have people that want to support this network, that aren't afraid to put out this kind of information, there's another nut to crack. I what I'm hearing here, gentlemen, and forgive me for saying this, but I'm hearing that we need to recreate ourselves in order to fit into the new paradigm. And I'll tell you what, that's a long-term project, and quite frankly, I don't think we're going to have the time. Because what I see in the near future is an economic crash. I see riots in cities. I see L.A. burning down, Cleveland, Detroit. How many people are you going to be able to garner their attention to what is going on and the root causes that led up to this catastrophe in this country when they're so busy scrambling and diving under rocks?
John, the tactile insight is, yes, there'll be that kind of scenario that you're projecting, but on a very small scale, because the authorities will bring in ameliorative, palliative responses to that. It will not be black and white. It will not be a civil war. It will not be total fascism. It'll be a compromise, just as we're seeing on Wall Street. There's a compromise. They're allowing the Federal Reserve to inject funds into the economy, and the Federal Reserve constitutionally has no funds to give anybody. That's not its job. Its job's just a transfer point for the banking network. So already they're violating the situation, but people accept that. So I don't think, already there's so many disasters going on all over the place in the United States that are not covered. I know that other networks, Alex Jones specializes in that kind of stuff, and he shows the local tragedies. So you have civil war. You have, I heard on the radio station today that this guy called up, and he was arrested this morning because he wouldn't make a phone call, and he was put in mental asylum. That kind of civil war is going on already with local institutions. So we have to change our images of the doom that's coming, because this election is going to be upset by the things that are going to happen in the world over the next 6 months. That's another factor that's going to make this all a bunch of fluff, which then leaves Ron Paul an opening to be ready to handle the emergency if he talks about it intelligently and uses new media. So Republic Broadcasting has to have more on its website, more videos, more nonverbal media, as well as to supplement the radio verbal, because the verbal is an obsolete medium, John. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's why the kids don't follow verbality. They're into instant glumps of texting and absorption in imagery. They're not even on the planet that Ron Paul thinks he's defending.
That's true. I'd have to agree with that based upon what I've seen out here. Everybody's texting back and forth. That's how they're getting their information, making their decisions, shopping, spending, doing. Yeah, I understand that.
It's a kind of ESP, Jane. It's a kind of ESP they're engaging in. What we understand is ESP.
Okay, but Bob, I understand that, but what age group are you carrying this up to? Because I don't see young adults. When I say a young adult, I don't see a 25, 30-year-old doing the texting. They got their Blackberries and whatever.
Blackberry's the same thing pretty well. I'll carry it up to 25, 28, definitely by college age at least, voting age.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've been texting for 5-7 years now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And then the young kids, who knows where they are, you know, the 10-year-olds and 15, but they're not voting. But they're our problem. We're supposed to represent something that they can fit into, and we aren't providing that. But they're not the issue. But the 25-year-olds or 23-year-olds, they're in this ESP world. Just think, they were born when? In 1985. So they have been living since the late since the early 2000 within this new world, if they're 15 or 16 or 17, and they don't live in verbality the way we do.
Okay, so Bob, hypothetically, let's just say, okay, now Ron's ready to change his strategy. What type of communication, I mean, in terms of communication and commercials or however he's delivering, what would you suggest to open up the floodgates, so to speak, to wake up and educate whilst bringing people towards him? What would the technique be? What is he going to be saying? What would he
say? He'd run an American Idol type of situation where he would go around, or at least through the internet, advertise all the local towns and villages that anybody is allowed to be in a commercial. And we want all you people who understand Ron to come and express yourself. So you create an American Idol phenomenon of people getting involved, and you put it on the media immediately, on MTV or on the YouTube. In other words, a rolling American Idol situation.
Listen,
so you involve
Bob,
the people.
Bob, that's been done by the meetup groups and all the supporters of Ron Paul through the medium like the internet, the meetup groups across the country, the YouTube submissions. There's some good stuff that I saw from private individuals that had a little bit of talent that got into the internet and expressed their ideas via the BoobTube or YouTube. Yeah, I've seen that happen.
But they're talking on one theme. In other words, they've got to start talking about the media themes and what's going on, not about Ron's first phase issues about the Constitution. They need to get more, quote, hip in their presentation themselves and more people involved in it, not just having meetings and meeting and talking verbally. We've got to use the internet more on a massive level. If Ron gets any funding, and he'll need it, then he could do this. So you actually start a separatist movement almost. We are rebuilding the country. We know that whoever becomes president is a controlled robot and ain't going to do anything and not going to deal with the emergency. Have Ron pretend the emergency and doom and gloom has already arrived, and we're fixing it. We're rebuilding a nation.
So you're saying he's actively acting as if he's president already and rebuilding.
Right.
Is that what you're...
Right. Exactly. That's what
I see. Ah, that's an interesting angle. That's a very interesting angle.
And if there was anything lacking in his ability for projecting a leadership role, if he is already playing the role that I'm already the president and here's what we need to do, I could see where that could be most effective.
Yeah,
he's doing it act as if, basically, modality. Acting as if he already is, and he's starting that whole process that you're talking about, right?
Right, because he was saying, anytime he was on the debates, he was saying, these people aren't talking about reality. Okay, he's established that, and we'll call it phase one. Phase two is they did not meet the reality. And now we have to deal with all these problems, typified by the disaster last night while the polling is happening. He comes on and says, I'm now president, because these guys are not dealing with the real White House. He presents the real White House. And what's he got to lose? Otherwise, he's just going to mope around on the old themes, and he's going to go nowhere, and he probably won't even run anymore. So he's got to get energized. And if he can do it, then he's a real president. I mean,
shows real leadership qualities if he actually acts as if and starts doing it.
That's right, because if he can't, then he's not qualified. He's too old-fashioned, and that's we have to get someone else.
And that old-fashioned thing you're talking about is that's what's hurting him.
That's right. These kids, the internet kids, they don't know anything about character. They just know about ESP and communication and hyper-satisfaction and hyper-nervousness. He is too solid for that. He's not fluid enough. But if he creates a movement, an image of a movement with a whole new angle, because that's what these kids want. They just want something that's weird and different. A guy claiming he's already present, that would be attractive.
That gets attention.
That's what he needs to do.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, the time he's printing out public materials, you know, the written part will state what he's actually about, the constitutional issues. But that would just be one side part.
Well, I'll tell you the appeal that talking to kids, that they don't know anything more about the Constitution other than how to spell it. When you can speak, when you can speak in terms, and I can speak to young people, I can speak to older people, mid and level people, it doesn't matter. These kids, you should see the way they light up when you tell them the true and honest intent behind the Constitution. You talk about freedom and liberty. This is something that lights them up like June bugs on a summer night. I mean, it's just it's amazing to watch this happen, but he's got to, and I agree, he's got to speak in a language that they understand, but not only the younger kids, but also the mid-established people, the family guy, the husband and the wife that have the 2.2 kids, the business owners out there that are wondering how they're going to make payroll next week, how they're going to stay in business. He has a message that can be tailored to fit all. The problem is, I don't think that it's legal in this country to kidnap vice presidential candidates, because I could deprogram and reprogram this guy within 7 days.
But John, so he can, it's not that he addresses the kids. If he starts going and acting through a media phenomenon that he's the president already, we've already had the Emergency Act come in, then that attracts all ages. And Obama is already doing that. Obama saying, I represent change, and the change is here. We have arrived. So we up the ante with Obama's effect.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with John Stadtmiller, James Martinez, Bob Nebrett, right after this. Stick around.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Okay, this is James Martinez with Cashflow here with John Stadtmiller and Bob Nevrett. We have some calls here. I want to see if we can get to some of these before we break away here. Don in Oregon, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a question, okay? I understand,
be real quick. We got a little time, but go ahead.
I understand Bob's concept of tactility having gone through the Federal Civil Service and the trades as being a pipe fitter. I went through the apprenticeship, and that's the modality of training that they use. It's very successful. But what happens when you live on the planet of the apes and you're a Charlton Heston out there hollering in like a tree falling in the forest? There's no one there to hear it. That's my question.
You create a new medium, caller. And that medium is the whole performance piece that Ron would create by claiming he's the government. In other words, you one-up the apes. You get stupider than they are. But it's an intelligent stupidity. You surprise them. You fascinate them.
Okay, all right. Now I want to go to Paul, please. Are you there, Paul?
Go ahead, Paul, your question. Yeah, well, the first thing is that what Ron Paul should have done is he should have taken that money and he should have bought a half hour worth of national time. He should have filled his lines up with a call-in number where people could call in who were really concerned. And he should have dealt with issues that were issues that people could grasp easily. Money issues and things like that are nice to touch on, but a lot of people are not sufficiently wired to understand that type of message. He needed to show how he's better or different than these other candidates, and he needed to come out swinging at them. Now, the other issue I see here that I really don't understand is if you're suggesting that Ron Paul should go out here and have an Admiral Stockdale moment, I don't think that gets us anywhere except proving more what the naysayers have said. He's a kooky old man. And his delivery when he speaks is already difficult to understand, and sometimes he sways off point and gets in these long, convoluted exchanges instead of staying on point. Right. Those are the issues that I've seen in the campaign where I believe he needs to improve and should have stayed on from those positions. But to sit there and entertain people with fantasy that he's the president and things like this is just going to draw more ire and give these people more to speak on.
Caller, I don't think we're suggesting that he gets out there and already proclaim himself to be president. What we're saying is he acts like it, and he's already assuming the role.
Exactly.
He's already assuming the role that, look, I'm presidential, I'm acting like it.
Well, you know what, though?
Acting presidential would be to be there and take the people. You know, when Ronald Reagan, the Congress would react to him, and he would tell him, how absurd, how ridiculous. Ronald Reagan would take those people to task. Ron Paul doesn't. I've never seen him admonish John McCain. I've never seen him tell, Mitt Romney that supporting gay rights is not viable for a conservative.
Well, our scenario would allow him to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's why I'm saying he'd have been much better off to take that money he spent and done a 30-minute nationwide broadcast like Ross Perot had done I'm going to lift the hood, I'm going to kick the tires.
Yeah, well, I've spoken to people that this is their job to get politicians elected, some very bright and very sharp people, and how I know this is they got people, they were hired out, they got people elected that weren't electable. I know that it can work. Hey, caller, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're out of time, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody. Everybody called at the last couple minutes here. John, Bob, thank you very much. This is Cashflow with James Martinez, John Stadtmiller. Thanks a lot for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. And James, call me on my cell right after the show.
Will do.